Hillary, welcome to Boss.
Thanks for having me.
Ah, it's so good to see you. Boss is my amazing executive interview series on LinkedIn that's now a top-rated podcast. I interview my fabulous network to help others learn, network, and pay it forward. Who is Hillary?
Ali, thank you for having me. I'm a huge fan of your podcast. Hillary is at heart a storyteller. I got my beginnings at NBC Universal in communications and came up through the ranks in various communications and one marketing role. And in the last 5 years have shifted over to corporate social responsibility and have really kept my storytelling hat on during this role. A lot of what we do in social impact is about how we can help other underserved communities with their storytelling.
I love that. Having come from 10 to 20 plus years in media and entertainment, I love the storytelling, the creativity, the social impact. Tell me more though. How did you get to where you are now?
I will go all the way back to when I was a senior in college and I took one of those Myers-Briggs tests and was told upon completion that I should be a funeral director. So I did not take that advice. Tried to come up with something a little more uplifting, but had always been really interested in writing. I was an English major, but concentrated in creative writing and landed in public relations. But my first job in PR was actually at a bank. It was for Citibank. I quickly learned that while I loved PR, it felt a little bit dry for me to do it in finance. So I wanted something a little more dynamic, a little more exciting. After a couple years at Citibank, I landed at CBS News. I should mention I was also in the corporate communications department coming out of the bank training program at Citibank, and that really taught me to be very careful about the words that I choose. You know, you could say one thing and you'd be moving the markets. So that has stayed with me forever. And a couple years later, shifted over to NBC, where I've spent the bulk of my career. I did corporate communications. I ran PR for USA Network. I've launched new shows and Golden Globes Awards campaigns, and I've really done it all. And the last sort of chapter of my comms career, I started to get that itch. Like I had learned everything there was to learn in communications. I always like to keep growing. I never really like to be complacent. And so I went to my boss and I said, I'd love to add something to my plate. And rightfully, my boss said, well, come back to me and let me know what is something that should be done at this company that's not currently being worked on. And it was hard to think of, but I noticed corporate social responsibility was an area that could use more attention. My boss was like, this sounds great. It was kind of my side hustle with communications for quite a long time. But then in 2020, when the George Floyd tragedy happened, the company really doubled down its commitment to social justice, and my budget significantly increased. And I came to an inflection point where I had to make a choice because it became two jobs instead of my side hustle. And I thought, you know what? I've done communications my whole career. It's time to try something new. I love to be able to give back. I sometimes tell people that I traded in a fire extinguisher with some crisis comms for a fairy godmother's magic wand when I got to move over to CSR.
Thank you for telling me that story. Dive even more deeper, but more tactically for me, right? So, was there a pivotal moment that brought you to where you are today?
There was one point where I was doing ad sales marketing in the sales division. We partnered with an organization called Step Up Women's Network. It's a wonderful organization. They help high school girls become college bound and confident. We decided that we were going to do something where the organization found mentors, female executives in corporate America, to do a walk around Central Park with a mentee from Step Up's organization, a high school girl. You did a walk in Central Park and you finished, you had breakfast together and really got to network and give advice to these young girls. I was just so touched by that event and meeting the girls. And I'm a mom of a daughter, and I feel like she's fortunate to have so much opportunity. And some of these girls will be the first in their family to go to college and really don't have the same kind of role models. And so I thought it just made me feel so good at the end of the day to have even just touched somebody's life or given them a pearl of wisdom that they could take on. And so after that event, I reached back out to the executive director and said, I really want to get involved, you know, on a personal note. And they put me on the regional board. And ultimately, I became a national board member. I've since done stuff visiting their high schools on the weekends and doing community service with them and helping them in resume workshops and confidence building workshops. And I just love that aspect of community service. And so I think that always stayed with me. And it became a passion that I channeled into the current job that I have now.
I love that. I actually became involved with Step Up, I think probably circa 2003 when I was moving from finance to
That's
media.
awesome. We have a, I'm happy to put you back in touch. I no longer sit on the board because we have a fabulous board service training program at NBC Universal. And so I stepped off to let one of our executives have room to serve as well. But happy to reconnect
Oh,
you.
amazing. Hillary, from your vantage point, what do you think are the key trends that are shaping the industry today?
I'm going to stay specific to CSR in general, but one of the biggest trends I see, and it's so important for corporate funders to recognize, is that nonprofits are really looking for unrestricted funding. Historically, it's been very common for an organization to provide a grant to a nonprofit and say, this specifically has to be used to help build schools in this particular geographic area, or it needs to go to hiring the one development officer that you need. Organizations increasingly need the flexibility to decide where are those funds best spent. And the second trend is you also need to put your ear to the ground, to the local community where these organizations are serving, and find out what do those people need. It's called proximate philanthropy. It's no different than in entertainment when we say, don't just put on a TV show, like know your audience, like what is your audience craving? And I would say in the world of social impact, it's not that different. Know your audience in terms of the organizations that need the funding. Trust them what they want to put those dollars towards, and then know the community and what the needs of the community are.
Switching gears slightly, we're talking on Zoom right now. This will air on LinkedIn. How do you think about, especially from a comms perspective, thought leadership on LinkedIn to tell your story, your company's story? What do you think of the main pain points to getting started? I'm curious your opinion.
Yeah, I am a huge LinkedIn fan. I think what gets my attention are the posts that really add some form of wisdom, something that somebody learned. I think the posts that talk about, like, hey, look at me, I was at this conference, or we won this award, or and we all do it, you know, we're all guilty of it. I think it's okay to do that, but add something like, we won this award because of X, Y, and Z, and here's what our campaign focused on, and this is why it's important. Go the extra mile to tell people why they should care, because I think so often we all get caught into that trap of, hey, look at me.
Tell me about one of your passion projects right now.
My passion project right now is something called the Creative Impact Lab. And this is our signature initiative and NBC Universal for social purpose. We have made NBC a destination where nonprofits can go to have their stories told. We recognize very early that nonprofits have a critical need. They need to raise money, they need to attract more volunteers, more members, but they don't always have the resources or the expertise to do that. I knew as a media and entertainment company that we could give back the gift of storytelling. It was such an obvious choice for us. But I also knew that it's not like the CFO was going to say, oh, here's a pot of money. You can create a production studio for nonprofits, as much as I would have wished for that to happen. We thought, what if we could pay this forward? There are so many young students from under-resourced communities that are looking to break into the field of entertainment. And many of them work for nonprofit creative agencies. We found a whole host of nonprofit creative agencies. They are 501c3 organizations. They employ apprentices from under-resourced communities who have experience, but just don't always have the access and the opportunity. And so we ended up giving grants to start to about a dozen creative agency nonprofits, and we paired them with our existing nonprofit partners. We have about 45 nonprofit partners that span across numerous industries. And we said to them, we want to help you with your marketing. We are giving you this agency to work with. You can create a 30-second PSA. You can create social media assets. You can do a corporate sizzle. Many of them have galas that they need to show sizzle reels at or fundraising meetings. And we wanted to put our employees in the center of this project because that is integral to everything that we do in corporate social responsibility at NBCU. I went around the company and asked executives in creative roles, would you want to be a creative advisor or a mentor on one of these storytelling projects? And I was floored by the enthusiasm that I got from our employees. We put together what's called the Creative Council Member Board at NBC Universal, and they all serve as advisors on each one of these storytelling projects. At the end of a year, we had done about 22 projects for nonprofits, mostly creating 30-second PSAs. We offered the opportunity to run these commercials across the platforms and network of NBC Universal. if you're Cradles to Crayons, and your spot runs in like the women's Notre Dame basketball game, which actually happened. Phones are ringing off the hook with donations. Your website's traffic is spiking. So this was a gift that we didn't even imagine how much impact we were going to have. In fact, I just saw a report on Friday that we've given away over the past 2 years over $10 million in free ad inventory to run these commercials for nonprofits. And then the employees are raising their hands to do these projects again. They love the opportunity to give back. We have a real culture of volunteerism at NBCU, which I'm blown away by. And the apprentices that have worked on these projects are now getting access to more jobs. It's been a real win-win. So we've opened it up to outside nonprofits. But what I love about this is CSR is the one area that is not competitive. Like we can join forces with other companies to do good.
That's incredible. Having been at a company where I ran integrated marketing and ad sales and needed to beg for promo inventory for new shows or tent poles, I know how challenging that can be. So that's incredible. The amount of inventory and the amount of possible media dollars that have then gone towards these nonprofits. That's really powerful.
Especially, in a time when we're promoting the Olympics and Wicked, like free inventory doesn't come easily. So it really also speaks on behalf of the company and their commitment to give back, all the marketers and the schedulers that have given time.
Finally, anything else that you want to say or share with me to close out this amazing LinkedIn boss interview?
I just want to thank you, Allie. I think what you're doing is great. We can all learn so much from listening to different leaders. And I think so many people get bogged down in their day job, but they say networking is one of the best things you can do to advance your career. And I think your podcast essentially allows us to do some of the networking online that we should be doing day to day in our life. And so just learning a new nugget from Allie Levitan's podcast is amazing. So I just want to say thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. I truly appreciate that. Everyone should be watching, commenting, sharing, telling your friends. Thanks, Hillary.
Thanks, Allie.